The book of Acts ends with Paul's first imprisonment in Rome. During his captivity, Paul was allowed to carry on with his ministry and welcomed all who came to see him, teaching about the Lord Jesus Christ without hindrance and preaching the kingdom of God. He stayed in a place he rented for himself, with a soldier to guard him. Some faithful friends helped with the work of evangelization in Rome and met his personal needs. They also enabled him to carry on directing the churches. The four prison epistles, which were written at that time, give the names of some of his helpers. Timothy, his spiritual son, was with him in Rome, and his name is associated with Paul's in three of these letters, Colossians, Philemon, and Philippians. Two other disciples, Tychicus and Onesimus, a runaway slave, were also there, and were able to take three of these letters with them when they left for the province of Asia. Aristarchus, Mark the cousin of Barnabas, and Joshua called Justus were the only Jewish believers working with Paul at that time, and they were a great help and comfort to him. Epaphras, Luke the doctor, and other believers were also there. Paul was in prison for about 2 years. From then on, there is no continuous account in the Bible of Paul's life and ministry. It seems that he was released from prison in AD 62 or 63 and was able to continue his missionary work for some time. Paul's letters to Timothy and Titus indicate that he was free to travel again. If so, he must have gone to the province of Asia to visit the churches there, and on his return he probably stayed at Philippi, as he said he would in his letter to the Philippians. For many years, Paul had wanted to go to Spain. He mentions this in his epistle to the Romans. Early church tradition indicates that he did go there and preached the gospel. In AD 64, a great fire broke out in Rome, and many parts of the city were burnt to the ground. Nero was emperor at that time, and it was generally thought that he was responsible for the tragedy. In order to clear his name, Nero accused the Christians of having set fire to the imperial city, and a time of dreadful persecution began for believers in Rome and elsewhere. Paul, it seems, went to visit believers in the island of Crete. On leaving, he appointed Titus as overseer of the churches there. Timothy at that time was in Ephesus in Asia Minor, where Paul had left him to superintend the churches in the area. Timothy was one of the closest and dearest of the apostles' helpers. Paul calls him my true son in the faith and my dear son who is faithful in the Lord. Timothy came from the town of Lystra in Asia Minor. His father was Greek and his mother Jewish. The young man had been converted with his mother and grandmother during Paul's first missionary journey. When the apostle returned to the area some time later, he found Timothy and took him along as a helper, after having consecrated him to the work of evangelization. From then on, the young man accompanied Paul on his missionary tours, or was sent by him on important missions. For many years, he was of great use to the churches. After Paul was released from prison, he commissioned Timothy to restore order in the church at Ephesus. Timothy was still quite young, probably less than 35 years old. He was rather shy and had delicate health. In his first letter to Timothy, Paul advises him like a father, saying that he was not to let anyone look down on him because of his youth, and advising him not to drink only water, but to take a little wine, because of your stomach, he writes, and your frequent illnesses. He tells Timothy to be an example in speech, conduct, love, faith, and purity, to devote himself to preaching, teaching, and the public reading of Scripture, nor was he to neglect the spiritual gift he had been given. Fight the good fight of faith, says Paul, take hold of eternal life to which you were called, and keep the faith with a good conscience, for some have rejected these things and have shipwrecked their faith. Paul knew that some believers in Ephesus had gone astray because the church had been infiltrated by false teaching, and he was aware that Timothy's mission would not be easy. Next episode, 1 Timothy continued.